Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Bruce?
It is.
Hi, Bruce. It's Tina at Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, you probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card we have on file.
No. We've already called, and what happened, Tina, we're not getting a lot of calls, so we're actually struggling trying to hold on because all I run is a business. So my point would be, I know y'all, I owe you, and I don't get any money to Friday. We were supposed to have got paid last week, but they changed it around to this week.
Oh, I see.
So the job I'm on, and the thing is, if you look for my advertisement, I had 80 people this month, but I haven't received any calls hardly none. So it's hard to pay y'all not getting any work. It ain't $150 is nothing. I would pay that just because I've already made more than, and I'm a businessman. But when you invest in other parts of the business, we need to see that advertisement yield enough where I don't even have to be questioned about the payment, because I will pay that gladly. That's nothing, but right now I got to wait until I pull some money from somewhere else, because if you pull it up, I ain't getting no calls. Y'all know, because it comes through my website, if it lets you just call my number.
So I think
I received the job about a month ago. How long ago were we working with people? We got a rating a month ago. That's when we did the last job from y'all. It may have been 2 months ago.
So what I want you to do is to start asking people when they call you how they found you, because this is showing in the last month that your company has been found 62 times on the first page, and you've had 10 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if you're talking about that website lead that came on August 15th, that's not the last correspondence that you had, because those happen far and few between. I want you to understand one thing, Bruce, is that when people see you on the first page, most people are going to go to your website or click to call you for immediate contact, right? But there will be certain very rare occurrences, like what happened on August 15th, where the person can't call you right then because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So then they just plug in their information into that form, and you're notified that there's a lead coming through the site, right? But everybody that calls you directly from Google, that's just being tracked on the Google profile actions. So you won't see the actual lead because they've already called you, if that makes sense.
I agree. Once again, I know what you're doing and saying. You're right. But at the same time, I know how many people called me the last 3-4 since that job. I haven't received. They're looking at me online. If they said something or email me or reply to me on the website, I haven't looked and noticed it. But let's mention something good. The guy that I couldn't get to know how to use the computer to give me a rating and Foley gave me a rating. But he's an old customer that you guys helped me get, or so has given me the opportunity to bid on this job. I've been working for that man off and on for about 4 or 5 months.
I see.
We're building very slow, but we're building. That's wonderful. But on the flip side of calls, as I said before and I say now, I feel like it's some more you guys can do. Now, you may not agree with that, and that's okay, because I made, I think, about $6,000-$7,000 this year off y'all. Why would I lose y'all advertisement for non-sufficient payment if things will – that would be a stupid thing, because if you're starting slow, you don't want to lose the slow you're starting.
I agree.
So I must not be getting – I ain't getting the calls I should be getting from the advertisement. I'm sure of that. I know that it's doing something, and it's doing okay, but we need it to do better so we can have moments
a more investment. I've been saying that the whole time. And to the guys at Splash, I think that it can be a little better so we can get a better response. I looked up there last night myself. I see where people have looked up there at the website. I don't know whether if they called, they didn't make themselves known. I think we may have had, I'm having a look from a few big companies. Now let me go on back. Lord, thank you. Thank you for that. I had two big companies.
Yeah.
The last 5 weeks.
Okay.
That wanted me to travel and work doing storm damage and doing other kind of repairs.
I see.
From my Google listing.
Okay.
And I had a lot of people trying to get me to re-advertise, saying some of the stuff y'all were doing could be done better. But some of it's junk. It's not all business, you know that. And then I had this guy up there complain about me working, gave me a 1-star rating, and I shared with Splash about a month ago, and I know it's on Google. I think everybody's told me it's on Google.
That's what's affecting you right now, I think, because if you were found 60 to 80 times on the first page within the last 30 days and you're not getting jobs off of that, it could be that people go on there and they see that there's a 1-star rating and then they just click to the next company. Maybe they don't even read it, right? So we've already contacted Google about it. It says here as of
the 20th. You apparently don't have it.
Google, when we contact them, they will get back to us within 7 to 10 business days. Sometimes they'll remove the review and say it's bogus and they take it down. Sometimes they won't. So what I would recommend in the meantime, Bruce, is work on getting some more 5-star ratings, and I'll send you an email that will help you with
that.
I
just did. I just had one put up there.
I heard you say that earlier, that it was a past client. You're very smart to do that. So continue doing that, because
yeah, he had never gave me a rating.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to use the computer. If you look up there, it says new on the thing.
Good for you.
And
you helped him do it?
Yeah, I had to get with you guys. It was something that he couldn't do, and y'all told us how to help him. He's an older man, but he's worked me about 5 or 10 times.
Nice.
My thing is, I'm building anybody that can look. The man, if you got the review in front of you, he never even said what I did wrong. One thing, because he was working for me, and I told him my work was slow. He assumed I was firing him. I said, I know he has children. I said, you need to get a stable job. I mean, I'm working once or twice a month. I need more of a, he needs more of a stable, because I need to get more stable.
Right.
Of environment. And so that's what he got mad about and complained. And I'm just hoping, and I asked him, could he take a drug test? And I found out he was on drugs. I don't need that around a couple.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He
that's
got
horrible.
Mad with. He got mad with me because I wanted to run my business right. And the only thing I'm asking is when we look at that, we look at it, if you pull the reviews up, you can see most time people have a track record. You know, you work around people. They're late. They get in a habit of being late.
Right, exactly.
A habit of getting good reviews. Look at them.
Yeah, of course.
And that should tell you a lot about me right there. I've got 5 or 6 reviews. I didn't start off, and I got reviews on Angie's list, but that won't work on up there.
I know you're a reputable company. I see your reviews. I'm not disputing that at all. I'm just telling you that we're in contact with Google to try to get that 1-star review removed. But in the meantime, in case they don't agree and they want to say, okay, he was a former employee. He was mad about having to take a drug test, then he has a right to write a review. And if they keep it up, then the best thing you can do is what you actually did with that older man, is continue to get some more 5-star reviews. So I'm very proud of you for, you know, recognizing that and getting that ball rolling. Once the payment's up to speed on Friday, Bruce, I'll absolutely have them do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that they can perform behind the scenes that will help you get better results, I'll have the technicians do it. There's an option, if you like, where we could on Friday put a call tracking number on there. which means we would purchase a brand new 205 area code number. And when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that way you can track the calls that are coming in through the campaign. So if you wanted to put that on there, it's typically a $300 upsell for our existing clients, but I could mm-hmm. give it to you for free. I could put it on as a courtesy if you wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. And if that number...
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to tell you that number also will alleviate some spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, you know, thank you for calling Cox Handyman. If you're a new client, press one. If you're an existing client, press two. Both options will ring over to your phone, but if they're a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
I understand. Right mm-hmm. now, I want to go to the old stuff. I know work. You can get a bunch of stuff, but if you can't afford it,
yes.
If I don't do something to get this business rolling, I'm not going to be in business because I'm going to have some more people answer me for some money today. And I think
right.
by now I should be getting, and once again, we're not talking about sales. That's on me. But if we can't get the phone ringing, we can't get sales, and we can't germinate money to pay stuff. And I
exactly.
guess I didn't deal with it fast enough, and now I'm here where I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
I got other stuff to pay. I think that I'm going to stay right there where, I mean, I forgot I got 30-some years of running a business and being around people that run a business. I built many businesses. You can
yeah.
look right now, Angie's List of Pensacola. I've got 78 reviews. Good.
Yeah.
And that's all of them I didn't have a chance to get reviews from. So that's some other people. My
wow.
point is,
yeah.
we've got to get this phone, no, flash. I didn't say sales. And I know junk coming in. I get that. I'll cycle through it if it's bull or junk. If they want me to go way out of town and give a bid, someone want me to drive 4 or 5 hours to give a bid. And I think there's plenty of businesses in that town.
Right.
And I don't mind going, but we should have some kind of service fee for to do that.
Right.
And they won't talk about that. So I never want to pressure people for to give you a bad review. So even some of them will give you a bad review for talking to them, and they get mad. So
yeah.
I try to be very cautious with the public because I understand I'm building. So
yeah.
once I paid it, if you could be so kind to and it'll be paid. I have guaranteed money coming in this week. I'll get back in touch and pay it.
Okay.
And if there's any late charges, I understand. But I do
there
need
won't be.
You guys to consider.
Mm-hmm.
To consider, we have some impressions, but most of the calls or people that contact me, I'm going to say something. Now, this is good.
Yeah.
You guys have had so many people that did call or something through either the, you know, they addressed me on the website or they called me. Every one of them I sold. They're
okay,
not no
good.
Bullcrap customer.
Right.
Everyone. So that's the good part. But the bad part is I'm not getting enough to live. I'm not getting 2 calls a month out of a whole month worth of advertisement.
Right.
And, all I'm hearing is invest more money. Well, I can. But it's got to come from somewhere. Most time I invest in my business from my tools, and I'll let you go.
Right.
The job at hand, and I will go buy 2.
Okay.
I will go buy a truck if I got enough to get enough. After a while, in other words, I invest as I go.
Yeah.
I want to spend more money with Splash, but I've got to start making money more, and I am making money. I'm not saying I'm not.
Right.
I just need to, and I'm not being greedy. I need at least, like if I can get 5 calls a month, sell 2 of them, that covers y'all little salary. I call it a salary. And my little stuff. I don't need
right.
20. I said 5. I ain't getting, now I see all the activity, but serious people that last month I got, I think 2. think we
well, that's
maybe
why
we
I was
the
offering to put the call tracking number on there, but it sounds to me like you probably want to just leave it where they're calling your number outright, right? You don't want the call tracking number
right,
on there?
Right, because not yet. What I'm trying to do is get it germinating more.
Right.
And then I will invest. I tried that before and it started off real strong.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't going to have you pay for it. I was going to put it on there for free. So you can keep your number.
You
don't have to.
There,
yeah, I was going to do that for free. The only purpose is so you could kind of, you know, track the calls and go back and listen to them for quality assurance. You know, sounds like you have a very high closing ratio, Bruce, when they do call you. I don't think you have any problem capturing the business, right? But if you ever get to that point where you're like, oh, man, maybe I could have gotten that one and I didn't, and what did I do wrong? You could even go back and listen to the call for quality assurance through the dashboard. So that's what people like about it. So I'll put a note on here that on Friday, you know, once the payment's up to speed, we'll put that call tracking on there for you at no additional cost. That'll be free for you.
My wife is saying, I'm sorry, I know I'm rude. I apologize.
No, you're not
my
rude at all.
My wife is saying that she didn't want that up there. I'm going to go with her this time.
Okay, stick with her, yeah. I'm married, too,
yeah,
and behind every good man, there's a good lady, and you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking
yeah.
her advice. So we'll just keep your number on
that's
with her,
right.
Okay? Absolutely.
So what I would love for you guys to work on, I know I'm not paying a whole lot, but if we can get it where I think I did it before. If you watch the account, I paid $300 when we were paying $250. Well, it has
mm-hmm.
started rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I got a $2,500 job, and then I think I got a $7,000 job. What was that lady over there that she had me to remodel a bathroom? I don't know.
$5,000.
And I hit it all within a month. And it
wow.
gave me a bigger budget to do more with. That's here in Baby Net, but that's all I'm saying is a business that's not doing business can't do very much. And
yeah.
if the advertisement company ought to know with what we got there. Now, I see so many improvements. I don't want to seem like a tail hole. I've seen how the website look. I've seen how when you pull it up, I've seen that you can get it up in Baldwin County. I see a lot of good stuff.
Right.
I am very pleased, and I'm sad that I ain't got the money right now, but I will have it this week. But what I want to do is get it where we're not having these conversations, because if we're not germinating, and I know you're looking at 80 impressions.
Right.
Or whatever. I think I saw 80 impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I go up there about 5 times a month just checking everything, make sure it's right, and looking over
right.
stuff. I
right.
like to look at it sometimes because it looks good to me.
Right.
So 5 times is me. And then I don't know who else. So my point would be 80 people. I wonder what that guy we did we just did a apartment complex where we did some rotten windows, took one of them out and framed. That was a job we got.
Right.
We got that one and she didn't give me a rating because she just didn't. She was one of them customers. I like your work. I'm going to cut you the check. Now, you go on. I'm through. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to give you any help running your business or nothing. And I understand that. That's fine. She's not mad. She's very happy. She hasn't complained. The other one was that guy that had the little scratch on the wall and needed painting. He gave me a good rating.
Okay, good.
I don't know whether that was in the 80. There's all new. They're on the, well, one of them gave me a review and they're new. So I don't know if that part of the 80 or not. But 80 people, somebody should have called and left a message. Email or, and I check my emails more than I ever have. I check my texts. I check my voicemail. You know, I'm looking to work. I'm looking to do business. I'm looking to do bids because that's how I get my work. So I'll say this and then I'll get ready to go. I think we need to do some stuff at Splash to get. We can't make nobody call. And I ain't done nothing
right.
that people won't call me. And I think, how is the thing getting up? Well, I tell you what we'll do. I'll wait till I pay y'all guys Friday, because I got some questions to answer about how I come up in Foley and how am I still trying to come up in Pensacola, or how long before they get to the top of things like that. But I'll wait till you paid. I'll call you back to pay.
Yes, exactly. That's Hello? What I do is I handle the failed payments. So we can, get this up to speed on Friday, and then we can talk then. And then also, if, you know, you wanted to go back and, you know, put some Google Ads back on or something, you could. But I agree with you. You have to start getting your phone ringing and get some business coming in order to invest more in it too, you know. So we can go over some more options on Friday. That's definitely not a problem. And then I'll send you a fresh notification that talks about the payment failing, but this one will have my extension on it, which is 777. So that way, if, you know, you have further questions, or if your wife has further questions even before Friday, that way you can reach out to me as well, okay? But if not, I will follow up with you then, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. See you Friday.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week too, okay, Bruce?